Well, I want to start by just expressing my personal thanks for the phenomenal job that the work group facilitators have done along with the staff recorders. It's really impressive, and thank you very much. You've made a big, tremendous contribution to the success of this conference. Thank you. Before I get into how we'll handle the polling exercise, let me mention that at the back of your workbooks is an evaluation form wanting to get your feedback on what you think about this conference. And we wouldn't want you to rush out of here at the end without completing that, so please pull it out and be ready to record your responses and leave it at the staff table outside this room. Well, we're going to be dealing with some technology now, and I'll start with a word of appreciation and thanks. We had the help of Mercer University College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences, who have lent us not only this technology, but the personnel that go along with it. So, Terry Menard and Reed Proctor from the College of Pharmacy are here, and they've set it up all very nicely, and if we run into any glitches, I'm very confident they'll resolve it quickly. So, the polling device, you'll see four blue disks. Yes, Bob is pointing to one. This is where you have to point the clicker when you record your vote. There's a unique number on each polling device, and when we get to this, you'll see an array of numbers on the right of the screen, and you'll be able to tell whether your device has been recorded or not. Now, one very important aspect of the voting that we'll be doing, the ACPE board has made it very clear all throughout the planning of this conference and at the conference itself that they were here to listen. Well, they're here to listen and watch during this session as well. So the ACPE board and staff will not be voting. It'll just be the invited participants to this conference that we'll be recording votes from. Well, let's see the first slide, the one dealing with demographics. Your response here will stick with all your responses throughout the polling so that we'll be able to determine how the academics, how the practitioners, how those from associations and others voted on each individual point. Yes. Okay. I understand that there's a total of 44 recommendations that we'll be voting on. I think it was about 24 that came out of Objective 1, and staff worked over those last evening and consolidated, removed duplications, maybe clarified some language. And then I guess it leaves about 20 or so that relate to Objective 2. I'll tell you, while we're waiting for our friends from Mercer to deal with the technicalities here, let's look at this sheet that you found at your place at the conference today. This is the rating scale that we'll be using on each of the recommendations. So There are, I'll tell you what, I'm going to pause that, and let's deal with this issue here, with the demographics of the audience that's voting. So academia A, pharmacy practice B, association management C, D, other. Got 47 responses so far. 53. Is anyone having a problem getting your device to record? Yes, over here, hand up. You point to the blue disks that are, there are four of them on the side of the room. Any problems getting your device recording? All right, we have 64 responses. Let's see what it looks like. All right. So 30 from academia. Looks like about 17 from pharmacy practice, 11 from association management, and 7 from others. Okay. Let's put the next one up. This is what I began talking about earlier. It's the 5-point rating scale that we'll be using. When a recommendation comes up on the screen, you'll be asked to think about the impact and the feasibility of putting that recommendation into play. Now, by impact, you have to always keep in mind impact on what? For objective one, all of the recommendations from objective one, it relates to alignment of pharmacy education with pharmacist competencies that are needed now and in the future. So what impact will a particular recommendation have on improving that alignment? Feasibility has to do with resources, time and money. How easy would it be for ACPE or to whomever the recommendation is directed to implement something? Any questions about it? And there's also a no opinion option E. So you've got 5 choices on each of the recommendations that'll be coming up. Any questions about that? The first one we're going to look at has to do with just getting you used to the device here. This is an idea that came out of that interview with a consumer advocate that you may have read in the SharePoint readings. She said it would be a great idea if PharmD educational programs showcased their programs with political leaders. So what are we talking about here in terms of impact? I guess we're talking about the overall status or image of the profession of pharmacy, knowledge of the profession of pharmacy among political leaders. Please do your voting. We're up to 59. Okay, let's see how it came out. Okay, D, high impact, high feasibility. Well, maybe that consumer advocate was onto something, huh? All right, let's go to the first real recommendation. These all deal with part one, aligning PharmD standards and the accreditation process with current and future required pharmacist competencies. Number one, ACPE should strengthen standards addressing communication skills in an effort to produce graduates who are practice ready and team ready. Please record your vote. All right, let's see the results. Okay, here's also another one with high impact, high feasibility. I think you can tell that this method of rating is going to be very, very valuable to the ACPE board, because among the 44 or so recommendations we'll be voting on, there'll probably be a variety of results. And the board can use this type of rating to determine where it should give its major attention. Let's look at the next one. ACPE should evaluate whether the current continuum of experiential requirements needs to be revised based on current and future competency requirements. Please record your vote. All right, let's see how that looks. Again, a high impact, high feasibility score. Thank you. Let's look at the next one. ACPE should strengthen curricular standards to employ more active learning and collaborative learning methods. Let's have your vote. All right, let's see the results. Again, high impact, high feasibility. These are, response counts on the right. They're not percentages, okay? Thank you. By the way, if time permits, at the very end of this polling session, we'll have some opportunity for discussion, feedback on anything that may have surprised you or things you want to comment on in terms of these results. Number four, ACPE should strengthen, okay, the requirements for high-quality preceptor development. We'll have your votes. All right. Okay, we're beginning to see a little drop in the high impact, high feasibility, and I guess a larger number of skeptics here about the feasibility of this idea. Okay, let's see the next one. ACPE should strengthen the standardization of pre-pharmacy requirements to allow more time in the PharmD curriculum to develop professional competencies. Okay, let's take a look at that. Okay, again, still predominance, high impact, high feasibility, but you've got, again, some questioning the feasibility of this idea, and some thinking it's a low impact idea, the A group there. All right, let's take a look at the next one, number six. ACPE should work with pharmacist employer groups to refine competencies and skill sets needed in the workplace. All right, let's take a look. High impact, high feasibility, pretty clear on that one. Number seven, let's go to. ACPE should assure that the college or school admission process is aligned well with the desired graduate competencies, including their behavioral attributes. Sixty-one seems to be the magic number, maybe 62. Let's take a look. All right. About 36 ranking at high impact, high feasibility idea. But you've got 19 or so saying high impact, probably low feasibility. Next item, please. ACPE should undertake a thorough review of the standards and guidelines, including appendices B, C, and D, to identify an appropriate balance between acquisition of knowledge and the application of behavioral skills for practice. There's our 62. Let's see how it looks. 45 of you saying high impact, high feasibility. Let's go to number 9. ACPE should encourage AACP to identify the behavioral attributes that the future pharmacist must possess, such as collaboration with interprofessional teams, clinical reasoning, ethical and professional behavior, communication skills, critical thinking skills, leadership, consulting, motivating, negotiation skills, and or business reasoning. All Okay, I guess we'll stop at 60 on that one. Let's see how it looks. Again, 45 individuals, high impact, high feasibility. Seems some of the other bars are a bit lower on this one, and we've seen on some others. Very good. Let's go to 10. ACPE, in collaboration with the profession's practice partners, should define direct patient care at the level of the entry-level practitioner. Let's take a look. Okay, 43 or so, high impact, high feasibility. 10, rating at C, high impact, low feasibility. All right, let's go to 11. ACPE should revise Appendix B, content required in a curriculum, to reflect the breadth of contemporary and emerging practice. Okay, so let's take a look. A slight drop in high impact, high feasibility, still the largest response on that one. I guess B and C a little higher than we've seen on some other questions, some other recommendations. Let's go to 12. ACPE should enable flexibility in curricular process and design to achieve the knowledge and skills needed for entry-level direct patient care. Okay, let's look. What, 43, high impact, high feasibility. I guess so far we're not seeing all that much differentiation among the recommendations, are we, in terms of high impact, high feasibility. Okay, let's take a look at 13. ACPE standards should expect PharmD programs to prepare all graduates for interprofessional collaborative practice. Let's see what it looks like. Well, here we've seen a drop in the high impact, high feasibility. It looks like you have about 18 saying it's a high impact idea, but perhaps low feasibility. Let's move on to 14. ACPE standards should support education and training enhancements to enable the profession to expand its provision of patient care. Okay, let's see. Well, we're down to 30 on high impact, high feasibility. 15 of you again saying it's a high impact idea, but maybe having some doubt about its feasibility. Okay, 15. ACPE standards should foster innovative methods of curricular development and delivery. Okay. 39, high impact, high feasibility, and a bit of a spread among the other responses, but you've got 10 again saying, expressing some doubt about the feasibility of this idea. All right, 16. ACBE standards should place greater emphasis on the development of students as lifelong learners. Seem to be stuck at 60. Let's look. Okay. Now, this is interesting. You've got 30 high impact, high feasibility, and a higher number expressing doubt about feasibility than we've seen in some others, many others, 23 ranking at C. Okay, 17. ACBE standards should encourage faculty development to support the education of students for interprofessional teamwork. Okay, it looked like, okay, there, 33 is finally got it recorded. Good. All right, let's see. Interesting. 29, high impact, high feasibility. 24, high impact, but questioning the feasibility of this one. 18, then. ACPE standards should focus on the core curriculum while allowing the Academy to define and develop curricular tracks, certificate programs, and related structured elective opportunities. Any more votes out there? We've been getting about 60, between 60 and 62. All right, let's see what it looks like. Looks like 20, 28 or so, high impact, high feasibility. But look at the spread there among the other choices. For example, 11 saying low impact, low feasibility. Okay, 19. ACPE standards should define the outcomes and competencies of the core curriculum rather than the curricular content. So outcomes and competencies rather than curricular content, as reflected in Appendix B of the standards. Okay. So 33, high impact, high feasibility. But again, some skepticism among those who support this idea is high impact about its feasibility. All right, let's take a look at the next one. ACPE standards should provide better guidance on the quality assurance of electives. Let's see. Low impact, low feasibility. 27 of you. Okay. Next one. ACPE and AACP should develop metrics to evaluate the effect of dual degree programs on the achievement of the core PharmD competencies. Okay. Again, low impact, low feasibility is the largest response. Okay, let's move on. Number 22, ACPE should evaluate the impact of dual degree programs on student well-being. Okay. Again, low impact, low feasibility. 45 of you. All right, next, 23. ACPE standards should not require a research project, but rather should place greater emphasis on development of skills related to the evaluation of the literature, research methods and design, and interpretation of data. Okay. Well, we're back to the former pattern, right? In fact, a very high number, 53, saying high impact, high feasibility. Okay. ACPE standards should encourage schools to offer research-oriented electives. So we'll go with 58. Maybe we can wait for the left part of the screen to come up, but we can look at those results and some spread. It's interesting, the number of B choices, the highest number there, low impact and low but high feasibility. Easy to do, but wouldn't make much difference. All right. Let's see the next slide. I think this is probably our transition point between Objective 1 and Objective 2 recommendations. So let's think again about this question of impact. When you are rating the impact of a recommendation, what are you rating with respect to this set of recommendations from Objective 2? Well, remember that Objective 2 of the conference has to do with assessment of pharmacy education. So here the impact is the impact on methods of assessing the outcomes of PharmD education. That's essentially what to have in your mind when you're thinking about impact of the next set coming up. I'm assuming that you all are going to be letting me know if you're having problems with your clicker. I'm just making the assumption that your votes are being recorded, or you'd speak up and let us know. I can comment that ACPE does plan to publish the proceedings of the conference. We've got a preliminary agreement with AACP that this would be a good thing to do, and we'll cooperate with the editor of the AJPE in that regard. And, of course, the results here of the recommendation polling will be a major part of the proceedings, along with the findings that the individual work groups came up with. So these are recommendations to ensure that the standards and the accreditation process for doctor of pharmacy programs are aligned with evidence-based practices in assessing the quality of educational programs. Let's see the first recommendation here. This is number 25 in the whole string. ACPE should devise a standard for assessing whether students are ready to enter APPEs, also as a means of protecting the public. And that was brought up pretty nicely in the reports we heard just a little while ago. Okay, we'll take 59. Let's see what it looks like. Interesting split. Clearly agreement that this is a high impact idea, but a rather high number of those who think it's not all that feasible. Let's take a look at 26. ACPE should support the development of a standardized national student assessment on the readiness of students to enter APPE. This would require working with employer feedback and make progression dependent upon this readiness. Okay, we seem to be stuck at 57. We'll go with that. All right, high impact idea, but more of you questioning the feasibility of this one. But I think when you look at C and D together, clearly a high impact idea. Let's look at the next one. ACPE should allow schools flexibility to choose methods of assessment appropriate for their mission and culture during the curricular period prior to pre-APPE assessment. Okay. Here's one now, again, that's high impact and high feasibility. Let's go to 28. ACPE should ensure that assessment data is used for programmatic improvement. Okay. ACPE, high impact, high feasibility. Let's look at 29. ACPE should require some standard assessment questions for all APPEs. That is, would you hire this student? Are the student's communication skills at a level ready to enter practice? Okay. High impact, high feasibility. Let's take a look at 30. ACPE should encourage consideration of an experiential curricular structure based on outcomes rather than based on settings to allow for flexibility and innovation. All right. Again, some questioning about, although it may be an idea that has high impact, questioning about the feasibility of this one. Let's look at 31. ACPE should encourage the Academy to continue development of assessment resources, but should not mandate use of a specific tool in assessment of interprofessional education. Thank you. We've got predominant response, high impact, high feasibility, but a spread then among the other three choices, fairly even. All right, 32. ACPE should collaborate with AACP and other appropriate groups to develop methods for assessing applicants on behavioral attributes, affective domain, prior to admission. Okay. Clearly a high-impact idea with some good number of doubters about feasibility of this. Let's take a look at 33. ACPE should encourage assessment of self-directed and lifelong learning skills of students. Okay. Similar to the last result, high impact, but some questioning, a good number questioning feasibility. Let's take a look at 34. ACPE should incorporate assessment of IPE skills in progression standards. Okay. Really some doubts here about feasibility of this idea, although clearly among you, a high impact idea. Okay, 35. ACPE should revise the expected curricular outcomes to reflect the increased focus on the behavioral competencies of graduates. Okay. High impact, high feasibility. All right, thank you. Let's take a look at 36. ACPE standards should be specific that the assessment plan should include the student's effectiveness in the workplace post-graduation. All right. A high impact idea, but many more of you questioning the feasibility of this one. Okay, 37. ACPE standards should include that professional degree programs have similar expectation outcomes for adjunct faculty as with full-time faculty. All right. Similar again, high impact, but questioning feasibility. 38. ACPE should expect colleges, schools to use rubric-driven, longitudinal assessment measures to support needed competency development in experiential education. Okay. High impact, no doubt there, but a good number of you questioning feasibility. All right, 39. ACPE should work with AACP to develop an employer survey to assess the achievement of the competencies desired in graduates. Ready to practice, breadth versus depth. Okay. High impact, some questioning feasibility. We'll move on to 40. ACPE should strengthen expectations regarding resources to support experiential education. Thank you. Oh, very interesting. High impact, almost evenly divided in terms of your views on feasibility. 41. Let's take a look at the next one. ACPE should reconsider how a continuum of experiential education might be delivered to effectively support the achievement of a standardized set of competencies and outcome expectations. For example, classification of IPPE versus APPE, longitudinal block organization of rotations, flexibility, innovation, etc. Okay, thank you. High impact. Some questioning feasibility. A common theme among some of the recommendations. Let's go to 42. After ACPE collaborates with other stakeholders to define entry-level direct patient care, ACPE standards should require assessments of the associated core competencies. Okay. High impact, high feasibility, although again, good number, questioning feasibility. We'll move on to 43. ACPE should collaborate with AACP to evaluate the validity of using placement rate as a measure of curricular quality. Okay. Low impact, low feasibility, but a fairly interesting spread as well among the other choices, isn't there? Yeah, 22, 23, I guess it's 22 saying low impact, low feasibility. All right, 44. ACPE should encourage the collaborative development of measures and rubrics related to core competencies to encourage peer benchmarking across programs.